Teachers in the Washington School. St. Helena, California, June 2, 1908. To the teachers in the Washington School. I am instructed to say to our people in Washington, you are living far beneath your privileges. You are not meeting the requirements of God. The Lord is not pleased with your spiritual standing. As the truth of God is received into the heart in the love of it, it will be an active power in your lives for the sanctification of the entire being, quickening the soul and enlarging the heart and mind. In the night season, these words were spoken to me. Charge the teachers in our schools to prepare the students for what is coming upon the world. The Lord has been waiting long for our teachers to walk in the light He has sent them. There is need of a humbling of self, that Christ may restore the moral image of God in man. The character of the education given must be greatly changed before it can give the right mold to our institutions. It is only when intellectual and moral powers are combined for the attainment of education that the standard of the Word of God is reached. These words were clearly and forcibly spoken. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. James 5, verse 16. Press together, and love as brethren. Pray together. The Lord has paid the price of His own blood for the salvation of the world. He suffered every indignity that men could devise and Satan could invent in order to carry out the plan of salvation. Let not the teacher seek to exalt self, but let him see the necessity of learning of Christ daily and making Him the pattern. For teachers and students, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ should be the only example. Bear in mind that the Lord will accept as teachers only those who will be gospel teachers. A great responsibility rests upon those who attempt the last gospel message. They are to be laborers together with God in the training of human minds. The teacher who fails to keep the Bible standard always before him misses an opportunity of being a laborer together with God in giving to the mind the mold that is essential for a place in the heavenly courts. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, nor reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. Isaiah 11, verse 1 to 5. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortedst me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon His name, declare His doings among the people, make mention that His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Isaiah 12, verse 1 to 6.